Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Zayin, and we are at the second wide line of daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. So we're concluding really a very long digression here in the Gemara's in the beginning of Perek Chelek, where the Gemara got involved in different episodes in Nach. Initially, we spoke about the Mesim Shehechi Yecheskel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who didn't want to bow down to the Talmud of Nebuchadnezzar. We spoke at great length about the story of Sancheiriv and Chizkio, a little bit about Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan, his chief executioner, who destroyed the first base of Mikdash. So we just have a little bit more Gemara related to Samnach, and then we're going to return to our regular program, which is Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Leilam Abba. Sok to Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Naman Ger Toshav Hoya, Naman of Nach fame was a Ger Toshav. Nevuzradon Ger Tzedek Hoya. So Nevuzradon became a Ger Tzedek. The details of it were discussed in the Gemara previously. Mibnei Bonav Shel Sisra Lamdu Toyer B'Yushalai. Sisra's grandchildren were Megayer. As a matter of fact, they learned Torah in Yerushalayim. Mibnei Banav Shal Sancheiriv Limdu Torah Barabim. Sancheiriv's grandchildren were even greater. They were Megayer and they taught Torah Barabim. Umanin, who says the Gemara, can even tell you who they are. Shmaya Vavtalyon, the Rebbe of Shabbat and Hillel. So Shmaya Vavtalyon, they were Mibnei Banav Shal Sancheiriv. Mibnei Banav Shal Hamam Lamdu Torah Bifnei Barak. Haman's grandchildren were also Megayer. They're learning Torah but Bnei Brak. Says the Gemara that really Nebuchadnezzar had descendants that also wanted to be Megayer, and they also wanted to come Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. And Hanudich, what happened? Amr Malachi Asharas of Tanya Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shaloyla, Misha Hichra Vespeisecha, Vesarif Haseichalecha, Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. How could you allow Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, him and his family enter Klal Yisrael? No way. Nevuzradon, he was following orders. Sancheiriv, maybe. But Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he was successful. No way in the world. We can't allow him in. And Hainu Dechsev, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, that says, Ripinu as Bavel v'leiner pasa, that Bavel tried having a refuah, referring to the king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, whose descendants wanted to enter Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, but v'leiner pasa, because of the argument of the Malachi Asharis, they weren't allowed in. Ula Amar, Ula says a different shot. Zed Nebuchadnezzar, that's really referring to that pasuk of the Nairis Bavel, that the Tirgama, and the way he explained it was the Tzinaisa Tredosa de Bavloi. So apparently the Nairis Bavel were very bitter and they didn't have a refuah, they remained that way. The Mashah says that that's Pshat in the pasuk al Nairis Bavel Shom Yashavnu Gam Bochinu Bezochrenu Asiyah, that the Yidden are in Bavel and they're drinking from the waters, and the waters are very bitter. So al Nairis Bavel Shom Yashavnu Gam Bochinu Bezochrenu Asiyah, and when they remembered the sweet waters of Tzion. But either way, so a rather well-known Gemara, at least parts of it, where the Gemara says that Bnei Banav Shal Sisra Lamdu Torah B'Yushalayim, Bnei Banav Shal Sancheiriv Limdu Torah B'Rabim, Umaninu Shmai V'Avtalyon, Bnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. So just two Ha'aris. Number one, the Gemara says, Bnei Banav Shal Sancheiriv that will Limdu Torah B'Rabim, we know they are, the Shmai V'Avtalyon. The Bnei Banav Shal Sisra that are learning Torah B'Yushalayim, that the Gemara doesn't give a name. Stating that, the Chidah in the Sefer brings from the Ramami Pano, who said that you know who Bnei Banav Shal Sisra was? It was none other than the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came from Sisra. He said that we all know the story of Sisra and Yael. We discussed it in the daf not so long ago. But the Gemara says that Yael was nivalot to Sisra seven times. The Gemara Nazar daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. She did it lishma. The Gemara says gedayla aver lishma kim mitzvah lishma. Maybe even greater than a mitzvah lishma. And at that night, when she was nivalot to Sisra, she became pregnant. And she gave birth to a child who would be the Elta Zeda of none other than Rabbi Akiva. So the Olam discussed this afternoon when we learned the Gemara on Shabbos that Lechura, to the extent that Yael was a Yid, so it would make Rabbi Akiva at the very least be the son of Yidden. Don't we know that Rabbi Akiva came from Gerim? So really, it's totally in the Machlokes in the Gemara. Evet v'kuti abba bas Yisrael, avlad kosher, avlad pasul. So that's raid when you learn Yevamos, when you learn Sugyas, not for Perek Chelek. But either way, so said the Rama Mipano, you want to know who Bnei Banov Shal Sisro is, that's Lamdu Torah B'Yerushalayim, it's none other than Rabbi Akiva. So the Margolis Yami makes a nice diak. He says that by Sancheriv, it says, Bnei Banov Shal Sancheriv Limdu Torah. They taught Torah. The Bnei Banav Shal Sisra sounds like only were Lamdu Torah. They only learned Torah to the extent that who is it? It's Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva wasn't just a Loimei Torah. Rabbi Akiva was a Malami Torah. So why does it say Bnei Banav Shal Sisra were only Lamdu Torah B'Yerushalayim? L'churit should say Bnei Banav Shal Sisra Limdu Torah B'Yerushalayim, just like it says Bnei Banav Shal Sancheriv were Limdu Torah B'Rabban. The Margol Sayam says that maybe you have to say that the Gemara says Lamdu Torah B'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Rabbi Akiva only learned Torah. Where did Rabbi Akiva teach Torah? Bnei Brak. That's where his yeshiva was. See, he was a loymei Torah of Yerushalayim. He was a melamei Torah of Bnei Brak. So as it relates to Yerushalayim, it was lamdu Torah of Yerushalayim. And Chanami, he was a melamei Torah also. But this that Rabbi Akiva taught Torah was a Bnei Brak. I'll just tell you that here, when you learn Sanhedrin, Sadik Vav Amid Beis, so it's a Chida who brings it, B'Shem Dera Mami Panu, the Ben Yoyada also brings it, but the truth is, it's already from earlier sources than the Ramami Panu. Rav Nissen Goyen, Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the context over there is the well-known Gemara where Rabbi Gamliel was ousted from his Nesios, and they had to replace him, and they weren't sure who to replace him with, and apparently Rabbi Akiva was one of the top candidates. His resume was as good, if not better, than anybody else's resume, and really, he should have been the next Nasi, but the Gemara says they didn't want him to be the Nasi. Why? Because he didn't have Schosavis. Because he came from Eina Yehudim. Says Rabbeinu Nissim, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva came from Eina Yehudim? So he says it's the Gemara in Perek Chelek. The Gemara says, Isa b'Sanhedrin Perek Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Taf Tzadik Vava Midbeis Mibnei Banav Shal Sisra Lamdu Torah B'Yerushalayim Uman Inun Rabbi Akiva. So he has a Mefurish Gemara. So apparently there was a Girsa that the Gemara said Mefurish, that who was it? Rabbi Akiva. The other obvious aura that you have to ask on this Gemara, V'kame Kumas in Nishtabru, to explain, Mibnei Banav Shal Haman lamdu Torah b'nei Brak. What in the world did Haman do to deserve that he should have Einoklach that are sitting and learning and they're in Koilel? B'nei Brak. That's where Haman's Einoklach ended up going. So the truth is, there's a halachic problem with it as well, because Eimer Kablin Geirim Me'amolik. But forget the halacha. From a hashkafic standpoint, how do you understand why would the hashkacha be mesoivev that Haman's Einoklach should end up learning Torah in B'nei Brak? So the Velt says, everyone seems to say the same teretz in their own nusach, but the gist of it is that Haman, despite the fact that he was a really bad guy, he was a monster, he was imposed one of the worst gzeiras, a final solution, so to speak. But at the same time, through Haman, a lot of good things came. Number one, a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. The idea that even when the Yidden are in Golos, Afilu behester panim, v'noichi aster haster, but that's Esther menater minayim. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us at all times. Hadir kiblu avimeach hashesh. These were all things that happened as a result of the gzeir. Like Yudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasa v'yikar. So Haman, despite the fact that he had all the wrong intentions, and despite the fact that he was a Rosh Merusha, he was Arur Haman, but at the same time, tremendous good came from Haman. And as a result, Haman plays a role in so much Toiv, he has to get rewarded for it. And his reward was, Bnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'Nei Brak. The Chassidim say over that the Baditcha Rebbe used to say that he's jealous of Paroi. He's jealous of Paroi for all the schar that Paroi is going to get for the role that he played in the Nisim and the Flights that happened to Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Despite the fact that Paroi had all the wrong intentions, that he never had anything good in mind. But Lamais, at the end of the day, a tremendous Kiddush Hashem came from Paroi. A tremendous Kiddush Hashem came from Haman. Ve'ina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Berya V'Berya. And it's for that reason they had to be rewarded. And the way Haman was rewarded was, Bnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'Nei Brak. Either way, Zakhti Gemara V'Aito Amarulo Amanu Moyev Shivavi Bishid Yerushalayim Havu. At the time that Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, and Bavel destroyed the first base of Mikdash, Amon Umayyav were really bad neighbors for the Yidden, and they played a role in Churban Beis HaMikdash. Also, keeping the Shemitah Levi, the Kovas and Avi, the Churban of Yerushalayim, they heard that the Jewish prophets, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, were saying Nebuah, that one day the base of Mikdash was going to be destroyed. Now they knew that they didn't have the firepower to destroy the Beis HaMikdash themselves, but they wanted the job to get done. So Sholchul Nebuchadnezzar, they figured they'll broker the deal. So they reach out to Nebuchadnezzar. You apparently have deeper pockets than we do. Is this a deal for you? Do you want to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Puk v'ta. Amar, so Nebuchadnezzar thought about it. He got back to them and he said, I don't think it's such a good idea. He says, why? Because if you know a little bit about world history, you know that there was someone called Sancheir who tried laying siege
to Jerusalem, and Hashem performed tremendous miracles. An army of 185,000 officers, 2.6 billion minus one, were all killed. So Mistafina, he said, I'm worried. I don't want Hashem to do to me what he did to Sancheir. Shochaleh, they told him, times have changed. The times of Sancheiriv, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was resting Gishchin in the Beis HaMikdash, very dangerous times. But now the Ish is no longer in his bias. Ve'in Ish Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shanem HaShem Ish Mulchama. Sholach Lu, but he told the Bekrivu Vasi. I understand, maybe God's presence currently is not in the Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, there's basis to that Taino. Gemara Bracha says that Esem HaSoy is Nasa Shechina. Already in the times of Yeshio, the Shechina, to a degree, had already left the Beis HaMikdash. But Nebuchadnezzar countered and said, Bekrivu Vasi. He's probably close by. I don't think it's a big deal. If he hears noise in the Beis HaMikdash, he'll come back. Sholcholei, they told him, Holach b'derech me'rachik. No, he's really far. Sholcholei, he told him, Islu tzadikim debo rachmi maisli. But I know that tzadikim in the Jewish nation, they made daven and caused the Shechina to come back. Sholcholei, tzorah kesef lakach b'yodoi. The money of Klal Yisrael is no longer there. The inkesef ala tzadikim shenemar ve'ek reho li b'chamisha osa kosef v'chimer soyin v'lesach zayim. Sholach Lui told him, Hodu Rashi b'tshuva. I understand there's no tzadikim right now, but the ones that aren't tzadikim, in other words, the Rishayim kedu tshuva, ubo rachmi maisel, then del davin, and that will cause the Shechina to come back, meaning, at the end of the day, this is a very risky proposition. Sholach Lui, so Amun Umayyav told him, kvar kova lehem zman, shenema liyoyim kese yovoy levesoy, in Kessel, Lazman Shenema, Bakessel Yem Chagenu. There's a time where this space on Mikdash is going to be destroyed. Someone's going to destroy it. Nebuchadnezzar, I'm giving you the opportunity. If not, someone else is going to take it. Shalach Lu. But Nebuchadnezzar still wasn't convinced. He said, Sisfahu, the weather isn't good right now. Right? If you learn a little bit about world history, military history, weather played a tremendous role in the successes of wars. So he said, I'm afraid I'm going to go attack the Jews now during the winter. It's not smart. We're going to get stuck in snow. We're going to get stuck in rain. Too risky. Sholchulei, Amun Umayyav told him back, Ta Ashina de Tura. He says, no, I can map it out for you. I'll tell you exactly how to go. You'll be able to bypass all the inclement weather. You'll be successful. Shenemar, Shilchu Kar, Moishel Eretz, Misala Midbar, El Har Basiyan. Sholach Lehu, but he said, I'm still not sure. Because Iyasina, Leslie Duchta de Yosif Nebe, need a nice hotel. Where am I going to stay? Sholchulei, they told him, Kvare Shalehem, Ula Mipalkin Shalcha. Says, trust me, Eretz Yisrael is a beautiful land. As a matter of fact, you're going to find that the caves where they bury their Mason is more chashuv than your palace. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "Be'isahi noim Hashem yoytziu es atzmis malchi Yehuda ves atzmis sorev ves atzmis akihana ves atzmis anaviyah ves atzmis suyich v'yisholai mikivreim u'shtochum la'shemesh v'leirech chutzva shemaim asher ahivim asher avodim asher holchu achareim." Then Nebuchadnezzar comes there to song. What does he do? He empties out the kvaros, the caves where all the tzaddikim were buried, and he used it. You see that he taka listened to what Amun Umayyav said, and that was where he ended up residing. Either way, you see from this gemara that despite the fact that it was Bavel that destroyed the first base of Mikdash, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzradan, and his army, but at the same time, Amun Umayyav played a role as well. It's interesting, it's Yidua from the Vilna Gaon. We say in Al Naris Bavel, Shom Yeshavnu Gam Bochino Bezachreinu Asiyon, Zechor Hashem Livnei Edoim, Es Yoim Yerushalayim Ha'oimrim Aru Aru, Ada Yisoid Ba. The Goyen asked that where does Edom come into Al-Nari's Bavel? Al-Nari's Bavel, the Chura is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon. Bavel destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. So where does Chayr Hashem Levnei Edom come? Edom is Roymi, descendants of Esau. They destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. So Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai. So the Vilna Goyen said a tremendous chiddush, something that you haven't been the Vilna Goyen to say. He said it's true that Bavel destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, but Nebuchadnezzar raised the Beis HaMikdash to the ground. R-A-Z-E, he raised it down to the ground and then he left. But the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash was still intact. Edom, who lived right next to Eretz Yisrael, they came in and they danced on the party. They finished the job. And they uprooted the Yesoid, the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. So Bavel, it's true, Al-Nari's Bavel, they're the ones that destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. But Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom, Es Yoyim Yerushalayim Ha'omrim, Aru Aru Ad Ayesoidba. They destroyed the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. So the truth is that Bavel is the one that's credited for Churban Beis HaMikdash, but Amun Umayyav played a role, Edom played a role. Regardless, that concludes this part of Perek Chelek, and we now return to our regular program, and that is Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek V'Olam Haba. So in the beginning of the Masechta, or in the beginning of the Perek, I should say, we discussed Olam Haba, Achlikis Rishaynin, Rav Rishaynin on one side, The Rambam on the other side, what the definition of Olam Haba is. Rishonim say Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchia. That at some point there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and when everybody gets up, they're going to live in a world that's different than the world we live in right now. That world is Olam Haba. It's a world that's going to come. It's a world that exists in the future. They based it on the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Chelik. Ha'imer ain't Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah doesn't have a Chelik in Olam Haba. And the Gemara said, Mita Keneged Mita. He was Koifer in Tchias HaMeisim. He's not going to have a Chelik in Tchias HaMeisim. At first glance, what are you talking about? One is Tchias HaMeisim, one is Olam Haba. So you say Meris, it's the same thing. Rambam argues, Rambam says, Olam Haba is the Olam HaNeshamas. Olam HaTchia L'chud. Regardless, we had Gemaras that discuss Tchias HaMeisim, Olam Haba. Now, for the next few days, we're going to discuss Yemois HaMashiach, says the Gemara. Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, Mishmielach, do you have any inside information? Emas Asi Bar Nafli, when Bar Nafli is coming to come? Amar le, so he told him, I'm Bar Nafli. Who's Bar Nafli? Amar le Mashiach. Mashiach is Bar Nafli. So I told him, Mashiach Bar Nafli, Karasli, why are you referring to Mashiach as Bar Nafli? Amar le, in the Chsiv Ayemahu Okim Mesukas Dovin HaMefal. So we just finished Sukkis. Harachim Amar Yaakov Lanu Mesukas Dovin HaMefal. What were you talking about? So we're talking about a Sukkah? Sounds like it. You say it on Sukkis, right? That's not what it means. Sukkas Dovin HaMefal is Okta Helig Rashi. Malchus Dovin Shanafla. It means Malchus Dovin. So Malchus Dovin is referred to as Sukkas Dovin HaMefales, which unfortunately we don't have right now. It fell to the ground. Mashiach is going to be Mashiach ben David. So it's for that reason, said Rabbi Yitzchak, yeah, we refer to Mashiach as Bar Nafli. But bottom line is, Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchak, do you know, a Masai, when exactly Bar Nafli is going to come? Amalesi told him, I can tell you what Rabbi Yechanan said. Hachim Rabbi Yechanan, Doshim David Ba, the generation when Mashiach is going to come, Boi Talmid HaChavim Mismatim. They're going to be less Talmid HaChavim. The Hashar, and the people that aren't Talmid HaChavim, Einayim Kolois, their eyes are going to be filled with Yogoin and Anocho. Vitzoreis Rabbois, Vigzeroes Koshes, Mischachois, they're going to be terrible Gzeroes. Acha Rishayna Pekudo Shnina Maharas Lavoi. In fact, people are going to go from one Tzara to another Tzara. In other words, he said that, you know, I can't tell you what exactly Mashiach is coming, but I do have a Mesorah from Rabbi Yochanan that in the door that Mashiach is going to come, number one, there's going to be a shortage of Talmid HaChamim, and number two, there's going to be terrible tzars. So, the Gemara Tana Rabbanim, Shavuos Shem David Ba, the Shemitah, the 7-year cycle that's going to precede the coming of Mashiach, Shana Rishayin Miskayim, because at the first year, the following pasuk is going to be true. V'him tarti al irachas, v'al irachas lo yamter. So in one city, the economy is going to be good. The entire al irachas, and the other city, it's not going to be so good. Shnia, the second year of the Shemitah cycle, chitzei rav mishalchem, there's going to be a real hunger. Shlishis rav gadol, it's going to be a significant hunger. Umesim, and people are going to die. Anoshev and noshev v'taf. Chasid of anshei maisa. Not just that, but Torah mishtakachas milamdeh. Torah is going to be forgotten. Previous, the fourth year of the cycle, soiveya v'ene seiveya. The economy is going to pick up. It's going to be good, but not great. Bechamishas, the fifth year, it's going to be booming. The stock market's going to be reaching all-time highs. Soiva gadol. V'ichlin, v'shoysin, v'smeichin, v'toyrach ha'zeres l'loimdeh. And Torah's even going to come back. Torah's going to rebound. B'shishas, the sixth year, koilois, Rashi says, either koilois, the Mashiach's coming, or the v'hoye b'yayimahu yitoka b'shoyfer gadol. B'shviyas, v'chomois, the seventh year, there's going to be wars. B'mitzoy, shviyas, ben David ba'an. B'mitzoy, that shviyas, ben David's going to come. So obviously, this is all way above our pay grade. But one thing I think you could take away from this Gemara, it sounds like things are going to be changing really quickly. It's unbelievable. One year there's going to be a hunger, then there's going to be a soiva, a little bit of a soiva, Torah is going to be forgotten, Torah is going to be remembered, economy is going to be booming, then there's going to be wars. So it sounds like just the pace of the world, things that usually would take generations to move, are going to suddenly happen instantly. Right? We live in a very, very fast-changing world. But either way, says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef commented, HaKam Shvias to have a Kain V'Loyasa. I think there have been other Shviases that mimicked this, and Mashiach didn't come, Amr Abaya, Beshishas Koil. Really? You remember there being koilos that Mashiach's coming? You remember v'hoye v'yayimahu yitaka b'shefer gadol, and then it was followed by wars? That you don't remember. V'oit kisidro mihavi, and this say did you remember it happening? Either way, didn't happen yet. That's why Mashiach didn't come yet. So the next line of the Gemara is in parentheses, and it's really a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Peites. Ashecherfu oivecha Hashem, Ashecherfu ikvois mishichecha. So you have the immortal words here. Ikvois in the mishicha. Ikvois mishichecha. But Ashecherfu oivecha Hashem, Ashecherfu. And then the Gemara goes vaitin. The Gemara doesn't do anything with this pasuk. And for that reason, some are moichikit. Some say it doesn't belong to it, because the Gemara doesn't just quote psukim. The Gemara will quote a pasuk. And if there's some Torah Shavah Peh, if there's something to darshan on that pasuk. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lo yisparish ha'ikro l'may ichtavacha. It's like kadarish be'midi. The Gemara's not darshaning anything. V'nira l'moiri, Rashi says, I heard from my Rebbe, shekei michta besvarim t'chilo, that the Gemara is supposed to say something that it says somewhere else, and that is a mesech t'soyte daf memtes on the base. Be'ikvas ha'mashiach chutzpah yaska. That before Mashiach comes, in that door, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah in the world. And the Gemara therefore is bringing this pasuk to demonstrate that Asher cherfu oivecha Hashem Asher cherfu. Cherfu is miloshen mecharifu megadev, and then it says ikvos mishichecha. Then the door before Mashiach comes, in the ikvos of the mishicha, there's going to be a tremendous amount of chutzpah. I saw that Rabbi Chanan famously wrote a chibur called ikvos of the mishicha. It's quoted in Kovetz Mamorim, the whole arichos. It's two, but either way, Rabbi Chanan wrote a chibur called Ikvas the Meshicha. And he goes through a lot of different simonim of Ikvas the Meshicha. One of the things he mentions is this idea that Ikvas HaMashiach chutz b'yaska. And he makes a diak. He says that yaska is miloshim, you find saginar. It means big. You find it in the context of Godel. So he teaches that Ikvas HaMashiach chutz b'yaska, that the way you're going to become a Godel, the way a person is going to rise to power is with chutzpah. He says, once upon a time, how did you become a power? How did you become a president? Had you become a Rosh HaMimshalah? The way you became a president was through credentials. You had a resume, something that warranted that kind of position. But be'ikvas of the Meshicha, chutzpah yaska. You know you're going to become saggy? You know you're going to become big? You know you're going to become El Presidente? It's going to happen through chutzpah. So I think, you know, regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on, I think everybody can agree that this chutzpah yaska. Either way, Zokhti Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Imer. Again, we try to take an apolitical stance on this daf. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Darshem and David, by Beis Avad Yehlis Nus. Places where once upon a time people would gather to learn Torah, now is going to be a Mokim's Nus. Va'agalil Yechorev. And the Galil, that region of Eretz Yisrael, is going to be destroyed. Va'agavlon, Rashi says, it's a place, Yeshon, is going to be desolate. Va'anshei Gvul, the people that live on the border, the West Bank, Yisoyvavu Me'ir Le'ir, they're going to be pushed from one side to the other side. V'lo Yechunenu, no one's going to have Rachmanus on them. V'chachmas Ha'soyfim Tisrach, chachmas that once upon a time people cherish, people put on a pedestal, certain chachamim, now suddenly no one's going to be machshav them. The yirei chet yimaso. Someone that's a yirei chet, someone that fears Hashem, instead of that person being respected, people are going to look down upon him. Upnei hador, kipnei hakelev, ayin b'achroinim. So many pshatim in that. Va'emes nederes, and truth is going to be lo shenemar, v'atiyah emes nederes, v'sor meira mishtoilos. Look, the Gemara, my v'atiyah emes nederes, amid v'irav, melamit shenasa ador, ma'ador v'ilachesla. Truth, figuratively speaking, is going to gather together like flock of sheep, and they're all going to check out, take the tip, check out, and they're going to leave. Someone that's going to be sar meira, again, instead of respecting him, people are going to laugh at him. Zok to Gemara, fascinating story. Omar Rav, Reishav Amino, I used to think, like a kushtabalm, there's no truth anymore in the world. Today, there's no more emes. The Kotzker Rebbe used to say, the pasuk says, emes me eretz titzmoch. He said, Abedaval licked the snuch in the head. So Rabbi said, I felt the same way. Merei Shava Amino. Right, Kotzk was all about MS. Merei Shava Amino, like a kush to Baalma. Amalei hum Rabbanon, Rav Tov Shmai. But there was a Chacham. His name was Rav Tov. V'amri lo some say Rav Tov Yumishmai. Diyavi yavali kol chalali da'alma. This person told me that if you would give me all the money in the world, lo yehavim nishani b'dibure. So Rabbi said, I always thought there was no truth in the world till I met this person. He told me, not only am I truthful, but I would never tell, for all the money in the world, I wouldn't tell a lie. And then he told a personal story. I once came to a city, and the name of the city was Kushta. And everybody there told the truth. And amazingly, no one in that city ever died prematurely. And I married a girl from there. And I had two sons with her. One day my wife was washing her hair. I saw her shivavasa. Her neighbor came, Tarfa Dasha, she knocked on the door. She wanted to speak to my wife. But Tzavar, I thought, it's not nice for me to tell the neighbor what my wife is doing. He felt it wasn't sneistic. Omar, so he lied. He said, Lesahacha, my wife's not home. So the Gemara says, that person, Shchivu Leitartim Benin.
said, two of my sons died. Also, in the people in the city heard that two children died, people died prematurely. They said, my high. There must be a reason for it. Nobody dies prematurely in our city. I'm not who. So he said, do you ever tell a lie? So I'll tell you the truth. I'm very machpin on telling the emes. The only thing I can think of is that story. Hachi avi meisa. Amalei, they told me, betusim minach, please, we ask you, puk me'asrin, please move out of our city. We don't want you to bring the malach hamavis. We don't want you to bring this into our city. Unbelievable story. Tanya. Darshim edavid ba. The generation that Mashiach is going to come, the Na'arim, the children, are going to embarrass the elders. And the Skenim are going to buy into it. They're not even going to protest. They're going to stand up for these children. Ubas kama bi'ima, a daughter is going to speak chutzpedig. Rashi says, lecharfa ulavaisha, to her mother. Vekala b'chamoisa, and a shneer, to her shviger. Uprei adar kipnei akele, ve'ina ben mesiyayish me'yavav. And children are going to do things without even being embarrassed for their father. As if to say, once upon a time, a child, even if he did something wrong, but at least he had a sense of busha, in front of his father, no less. But the ina ben mispayish meyof. Tanya b'lchem yoimer. Darshem b'David ba. Boy ha'azus tarbet. There's going to be a lot of chutzpah. V'ha'yoyker ya'aves. People aren't going to give covet. You see this theme? V'ha'gefen yitein periyoy. The gefen is going to give periyoy. It's meaning there's going to be a lot of grapes and a lot of wine. And at the same time, v'ha'yayim b'yoyker. Wine is going to be very expensive. Rashi says tup shatim. And in the second shot, Rashi says, the reason is because despite the fact that there's going to be so much wine, but as great as the supply is going to be, the demand is going to be that much greater, which is going to drive prices up. The nefcha kala malchus laminos, the entire malchus is going to turn into minos. The etaychacha, no one's going to go most zokti gemara. The last thing is actually a right Rav Yis. Rav Yis choyim edavid bachetap kala malchus laminos. Mashiach's not going to come until the entire malchus is going to turn into minos. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mikra, what's the makar? Kulay hafach lovin tarhu, a makar nifla. He said that we know that if someone has a nega, tzaras, he's a mitzayra. What if his entire body is covered with tzaras? He's not a mitzayra. If it was kulay hafach lovin tarhu, he's going to be tar. So in the same sense, that once the entire malchus has minus, it's kulay hafach lovan, you know what's going to happen? Taharu, Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be Tanu Rabbanon. The pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu. So Parshas Hazinu is a very cryptic parsha in the Torah. A lot of secrets, a lot of seidos. There's fester rambans there. There's a lot going on. But either way, one of the pasukim is, towards the end, Ki yodin Hashem amoy. Hashem is going to judge his nation. Val avodov yisnechom. And he's going to regret what he did to his avodim. And this part of Chazal understood as one of the remazim in the Torah of Iksav to the coming of Mashiach, that Hashem is going to judge his nation, but then he's going to feel bad. And what's going to trigger that? Meaning, what's going to trigger Hashem to have Nechama, Hashem to finally say the time has come to bring Mashiach? Ki yira, when he's going to see, ki ozlas yod, the efes otzer va'azov. So the question is, what does that mean? Zok Gemara. What it means is, ein bein David ba ad sheyirbu hamesoyros, that when there are going to be people that are going to be ozlas yod, they're going to have strong hands, they're going to master against Klal Yisrael, it's at that time that Mashiach is going to come. Dover achar, ki ozlas yod. Ozal doesn't mean it's going to increase. To the contrary, it's going to decrease. Achi ismatu atalmidim. When the talmidim are going to wane, there isn't going to be so much Torah. Ki ozlas yod. That's when Mashiach is going to come. Dover achar, achi tichle putim anakis. People aren't going to have money. Dover achar, achi siyoshu min ha-geula. When people start being miyayish from the geula, it's precisely at that time that Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'efes otzur ve'ozuv, kaviyoch. When a person's going to have that feeling, he's going to be miyuyish, he's going to realize when the Yidden come together and they realize that nobody likes us and we have tzaris and Allah zaitin and the only hope that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they come to that akara, it's precisely then where Hashem says where Hashem is going to come around, and that's when the geula is going to come. Says the Gemara, classic Gemara, when Zera would see people trying to figure out when Mashiach's going to come, they were get very involved in Mashiach. Omalu, he would tell them, Matusa, I beg you, stop doing what you're doing. You want to know why? Because by you doing this, you're not being miyayish from the geula,
And we need you to be miyayish from the gula. Because it's when you're miyayish from the gula that Mashiach is going to come. But ina minayich loy terech hakula. You wanting Mashiach, you being busy with it. You know what that's doing? That's actually being merachik Mashiach from coming. What does that mean? That means you're not supposed to wait for Mashiach. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So maybe we'll have to get into that over the next couple of days. But says the Gemara, the Tonino, it's really a Braisa. Gimel, Bam, Behesachadach. There are three things that happen only when a person's Mashiach Das. Eluhei Mashiach, Mitziah, Va'akrit. Mashiach's going to come when we're Mashiach Das from Mashiach. When we're Miyayish, so to speak. A person finds a Mitziah when he just happens to stumble upon a mitzvah. That's almost what a mitzvah is by definition. And an akrev, when a person least expects it, boom, the nachash comes, the akrev comes, and it bites him. Either way, we're going to get to this at the end of the daf. So we'll come back to it. The world was created for 6,000 years. At the end of the 6,000 years, what's going to happen? V'chad charev. For 1,000 years, the world is going to be charev. As the Pasuk says, that there's going to be a Yoimahu someday in the future, where all there is going to be is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be Viniska Vashem Levade. The Gemara is going to say in a moment that we know ki elef shanim be'inechas ki emesmo. So one day of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is really 1,000 years. So there's going to be a world for 6,000 years, and then it's going to be 1,000 years where all there's going to be is Viniska Vashem Levade. Abaya said, Trecharev. No, there's really going to be 2 years where there's going to be nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Yichayenu miyoy moyim, bayoy mashlishi yikimenu, v'nichya lefanov. So there's going to be Yichayenu miyoy moyim. And it's after the Yoimoyim, after 2 days, which is 2,000 years, it's after that that everything is going to come back again. Just like there's a concept of Shemitah, which happens every seventh year. So too, 6,000 years, and then the 7,000th is going to be an entire period of 1,000 years of Shemitah. I feel like we're learning a Zohar. So there's going to be 1,000 years where it's going to be Veniska Vashem Levadai. Shis Alfi Shni Hava Alma V'chad Chorav. What does it mean exactly? V'chad Chorav. So Pasha, from reading the Gemara, it sounds like there's going to be nothing. It's going to be Soyuv Avayu. All there's going to be is Veniska Vashem Levadai. But we're going to see not everybody holds that way. And again, we're going to get into that over the next couple of days. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayta. Tonet Ve'Eliyo. With regards to what we just said, Sheishis Alafim Shana Hava Alma. The world was created for 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim, the first 2,000 years, Tayu. The world is Tayu. Shnei Alafim Torah. The next 2,000 years, Torah. Shnei Alafim Yemais HaMashiach. And the last 2,000 years are going to be Yemais HaMashiach. Says the Gemara, U'bavayneseinu sherabu yotze mehem masha yotze. Meaning there's 6,000 years to the world. And really, the last 2,000 years, from the year 4,000 onward, it could have, would have, and should have been Yemais HaMashiach. Unfortunately, U'bavayneseinu sherabu yotze mehem. We lost out. So we're going to have whatever's remaining. I mean, at this point, we're not playing with that many years. Until the year 6,000, until it's going to come to an end, until you're going to have the 1,000 years where it's going to be Veniska Vashem Levade. But really, in a perfect world, the way the world was set up, 2,000 years of Torah B'lei Torah, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemais HaMashiach. What happened in the year 2000 that the world went from being Torah B'lei Torah to there being Torah? So it sounds like the year 2000 from Bria's Olam is a very significant year. So Rashi says, you know what happened in the year 2000? Va'nefesh asha asu b'charen. It's this coming week's parasha, right? In the beginning of parasha's Lech Lecha. So the Pasuk says that Avram Avinu, Sarah, Lloyd, va'nefesh asha asu b'charen, they all left Beis Terach, Lech Lecha, me'artzecho, me'eladetcho. So who were the va'nefesh asha asu b'charen? These were the people that Avram Avinu was Makarev. Avram Avinu was Makarev people. Targum says these were the people that he was Meshabed Loi Raisa. Rashi quotes the Targum right here. And it was that time when Avram Avinu started being Mekarev the Rechaikiv in the world at the time. That's when the world flipped. That's when we went from the 2,000 years of Toyo B'lai Torah. It's this the Torah in the world. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's Sarachian. There was Torah before Vanefesh Hashas B'charen. You had the Yeshiva of Shein Ve'ever. Rashi brings in Parashas Noach. Then Noach learned Torah. Vayisaluch HaNoach HaSolikim. So there's nothing to talk about. There was Torah even before the year 2000. So What does it mean that it was Dafka from the year 2000? It's over there, Vanefesh, Asha Asa Bechara, now this Torah. So I don't know, but it sounds like, just from reading the Gemara, from understanding Rashi, that until the Torah was available to the masses, it was considered that there was no Torah. There were people learning Torah. There were yeshivas. But you know what Avraham Avinu did? Avraham Avinu took Torah and he made it available to everybody. Vanefesh, Asha Asa Bechara. It wasn't just some elite people that were sitting in a yeshiva somewhere learning Torah. It was now something that was accessible to the entire world. Now you could say that the world has Torah. But there's another Rashi over here. Another very important Rashi that you can't go by without mentioning. And we've mentioned this Rashi many, many, many times. But again, and that is, says Rashi, so you have 2,000 years, there was Torah below Torah. 2,000 years is Torah. And the last 2,000 years is Yemos HaMashiach. It sounds a little bit like from the year 4,000 to the year 6,000 is a renewal of Torah. 2,000 years are unique, Torah below Torah. There's 2,000 years that are unique, Torah. Then there's 2,000 years that are unique, are Yemos HaMashiach. So doesn't it sound like in the last 2,000 years there's going to be no Torah? Says Rashi, yeah, it does sound like that. And I could see why somebody would make a mistake. Rashi, it's a Torah's God. There's nothing to talk about that there's Torah in the year 5778. We're sitting now, we're learning Torah. That's what we're doing. So obviously there's Torah. So what does it mean that the last 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach? What it means is that in addition to them being years of Torah, those are going to be years of Yemos HaMashiach. But if you like to take a look at the Marsha and the Chedush HaGadol, the Marsha says that Rashi is very dochuk. It's not mashma that way. So Rashi says the Marsha is nishrichtig, that really in the last 2,000 years there was no Torah at all. Says the Marsha, why? Because in the last 2,000 years we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And being that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says it's an Eichad, Malka v'Sareah, Bagoyim, ain't Torah. That when Klal Yisrael went to Golus, we lost Torah. The Goyim says the same thing. The Vilna Goyim says that, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chareb, we lost the Amud of Avodah. But really, the Goyim said we lost two Amudim. We lost the Amud of Avodah, and we lost the Amud of Torah. Malka v'Sareah Bagoyim, we lost Avodah, there's no Beis HaMikdash, but also ain't Torah. He says, that's why we say, Yiratzin Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, B'meheir B'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'Zareh Zecha. Because when we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to come back, we're going to be Zeichet to get the Torah again. So it's true, we have Torah to again. But on some level, ain't Torah. Malka v'Sareah Bagoyim ain't Torah. And it comes out then that there was Shleimus HaTorah for 2,000 years. From Vanefesh HaShe'asa B'Chorin until Churban Beis HaMikdash. But in the last 2,000 years, despite the fact we have Torah, but there's a Bechina of Malka v'Sareah Bagoyim ain't Torah, and that's why the Gemara could say that the last 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach, but not years of time. But fake the Marsha, if that's true, I have a little bit of a problem. Because if you do the math, the Beis HaMikdash was really destroyed 172 years before the year 4000. If that's the case, it's not 2,000 years. Really, 172 years earlier, there should have been no Torah. Because if the reason, says the Marsha, I'm telling you, there's no Torah in the last 2,000 years, because Malka was a rabbi, he ain't Torah. Because the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv. When was the Beis HaMikdash Chariv? 172 years earlier. So there should really be 172 years earlier where there's no Torah. And says the Heligan Marsha, we've spoken out the rate of the Marsha in the past, but just the words of the Marsha. Says the Marsha as follows. It's true. But, however, mikomokai kuf ayin beis shodim acher bayisheni for the 172 years after bayisheni mikri adayim miyosh nois teira. It was considered that there was teira in the world. Ki oz hayudara tanon, because there were tanon alive. Vaadayim lo nizdaldu hayeshivas, and there were yeshivas. As a matter of fact, the yeshivas continued ad shemes Rebbe until Rebbe passed away. V'gavar agolus v'rabu atzoros v'kolu yimei teira u'mishon ve'elach. It's from then on mitoich agolus v'atzoros b'chaloyis zman rovu love mashiach v'me Chevli Mashiach Mikri, Gepirish Rashi, etc., etc. So says the Marsha that it's true Malka v'Sareah Bagoyim really happened 172 years before the year 4000. And based on that, it's precisely then that there should have been no Torah. But since there were Tanoim and there were yeshivas, it was not considered Malka v'Sareah Bagoyim. The Yidden were in Golos, but they were still in Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't lose the Torah. You know when they lost the Torah? When Rebbe died. Nistaldu HaYeshivas, it's at that point we can say that it was actually Neskayim. Malka v'Sareah Bagoyim ain't Torah. So there's a lot of places we could go with this, but just one ha'ara that I heard from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shuava. He said that the Pasuk says in Parshas Toldesk, and these are the Parshas HaShavua, for these weeks. V'achar ken yotza achiv, v'yodai oichezes ba'akev Esav. So Rivka gives birth to twins, Yaakov and Esav. And the babies come out, and Yaakov is holding on to Akev Esav. So he said a Dovah Naira. Who destroyed the second base on Mikdash? Esav. When Esav destroyed the second base on Mikdash Edom, really it was Malkov Asareh Bagoyim Ein Torah. But Yaakov was holding on to Akev Esav. Yaakov is the Amud HaTorah. Akev. Gematria, Ayin Kuf Vez. 172. Yaakov held on to Esav at Giganvit Vin Esav. Because really the Golas should have started right then and there. Right then it should have been Golas. But Yodei Echezes Bekav Esav with Amud HaTorah of Yaakov, even though technically the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, but still we were able to live as if we weren't in Golas. That's the V'yodei Echezes Bekav Esav Zokta Gemara Vayit. We have a lot more about Mashiach to learn. Omale Eliyo L'Rav Yehuda Achua D'Rav Salo Saliyo. Presumably, Yo, Anavi tells Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sal, Eino Oyla Pachas Mishmoinim V'chamisha Yoifas. You should know that when Hashem created the world was going to exist not less than 85 Yoivas, which if you do the math is 4,250 years. Ubi Yoival Achrin, in the last Yoival, Ben David Ba, Amalei Betchilasei Basayif, in the beginning of the Yoival, the end of the Yoival, Amalei Eino Yodea. He said, Kola Oy Eine Kola, will the Yoival be finished or not finished? It's not clear what the difference is between the two questions. Amalei again, Eino Yodea, Ravashi, Ravashi. He says, this is what he told me. Doesn't mean Mashiach is going to come in the year 4,250. But what it means is, up until that time, you shouldn't even be hoping for Mashiach to come. That's when you can roll your sleeves off. That's when you can start hoping for Mashiach. I met a person who be...
4,200.
He said, I met a person and he had a Megillah, he had a scroll, and it was written in Ashuris for Lashon HaKodesh. It was written the way our Sifrei Torah are written. I told him, where did you get this from? He told him, I was working for the Roman army. So I was tapped in, went into the Vatican, and he said, I was able to pull out this relic. So he has this scroll that's written Balashan HaKodesh. It's B'Ksav Ashuris. And he said, the Kosaba, it said, La'achadal la'alofin u'masayim v'tishin v'echod shana. At the end of 4,291 years, L'briyosin shaloylam, ha'olam yitoyim. The world is going to stop being the way it is. Mehen milchomis taninim, there's going to be wars amongst fish. Mehen milchomis goygu magoyg, v'ashar yimoyis ha'mashiach. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadosh HaSalamai, and at the end of the Mois HaMashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will again start the world when L'Acha Shivat Salafim Shana, the end of 7,000 years, which is Matim with the Shita that we had earlier in the Gemara, that there will be 6,000 years, 1,000 years of Finiska Vashem Levadai, and then we're going to start. Something is going to start again. Rav Acha Brei de Rav Amar, L'Acha Chamesh Salafim Shana Itmar, it wasn't 4,291 years, but rather it was 5,291 years. Another Gemara, Tanya. Rav Nasa Noimer, Mikro Zeh, the following Pasik, Noikev, V'yoyred Atabahai. This Pasik, said Rav Nasa, that I'm about to tell you, it's a Pasik in Chabakuk, Perik Beis, it's like the Tohoim. What does that mean? It's okay, look at Rashi. Ma Tohoim Ein Loikets V'soiv, just like the Tohoim. Has no kates the soif, kach ein adam yochay lamay dal soif pasuk zeh. It's impossible for a person to get the soif, the true meaning, the end of this pasuk. So this pasuk is as mysterious as the tahayim. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says ki oyd chazoyim lamayet. You've heard that quoted. Ki oyd chazoyim lamayet Chabakuk says this is going to be another nevuah v'yafeach lakates. This is a nevuah that's going to speak about the kates when Mashiach is going to come. V'loy chazif. It's not going to lie. It's going to be true. Im yismameh, and even if it feels like it's taking so long until we get to that point, chakeloi, wait for it. Ki vo yavoi lo yaacher. It's going to come, lo yaacher. It won't delay. So said Rav Nosson, this pasuk is where it's at. You want to know when Mashiach's coming, it's in this pasuk. But, giving you a heads up, here's the disclaimer, you're not going to figure it out. Because Mikra Zeh is Noike V'yorid Ate B'hoi. And like Rashi says, Ma Tohoim Ein Loikets V'soif, Kach Ein Adam Yochel Lamoid Al Soif Pasuk Zeh. Says the Gemara. And Reb Nosson said, Loike Rabbi Seinu Shoye Darshim. I know there were Rabbi Seinu that used to darshin a Pasuk in Daniel Perek Zeh, where the Pasuk said, Ad Idon V'idonin U'plag Idon. And they thought that that Pasuk was the Shlissel. That was the mafteach for Mashiach was supposed to come. He said, "V'lo k'rab simloi, not like k'rab simloi." Shayyadai, she used to dash on a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Pei. The pasuk says, "Hechautom lechem dima v'tashkemoi bidma ishalosh." And he thought that that pasuk was the shlissel
that said when Mashiach was going to come. Also wrong. For like Rabbi Akiva, and also not like Rabbi Akiva. Show you Doirish. Here's the dash in a pasuk in Chagai Perik Beis, where Chagai said, "Oid achas ma'ati, v'ani marish es hashemayim v'sa'oretz v'sayom v'sacharova." As if to say it was a short period of time, and then Mashiach was going to come. All three got it wrong. You want to know which pasuk is the pasuk? It's not Daniel Perik Zayin, it's not the Hillel Perik Pei, and it's not Chagai Perik Beis. It's Habakkuk Perik Beis. That's the pasuk. Ki oid chazoin lemoyed, v'yofeach laketz, v'lo yichazek, im yismamo chakeloi, ki vo yovoi lo ya'ach. Like Rashi says, that matohim ein loketz v'soif, so too, it's impossible to figure out what the kates was. But what were these other zmanim, these other psukim over here? Daniel Perik Zayin, Tiluk Perik Pei, and Chagai Perik Pei. So there's long Rashi's over here where Rashi explains all of them. Rashi says, the first pasuk, Ad Idon, the Idonim Uplag Idon. So the Rabbi Seiru thought that Nevu of Daniel was coming to say when the kates was going to be. Idon was referring to the length of Golas Mitzrayim. Golas Mitzrayim was how long? Golas Mitzrayim was 400 years. Idon then would be 400 years. The Idonim would be 2 times 400, which is 800. Uplag Idon would be half of an Idon, which would be 200. So it would be 400 plus 800 is 1200, plus 200 would be 1400. So the Rabbi Seiru darshan that pasuk in Daniel, thinking that this last Golus would be 1400 years. So 1,400 years, that's what it was going to be, based on that pasuk. But the Brisa says, Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, that's the wrong pasuk. They got it wrong. What was the pasuk of Rav Simloi? Hechaltom lechem dima, v'atashkemoi b'dimoi sholish. So Rashi says, they took the two Goliaths that Klal Yisrael had previously, right? This Golus was the third Golus. First was Golus Mitzrayim. Second was Golus Bavel. And now this is the last Golus. Golus Mitzrayim was 400 years. Golus Bavel was 70 years. So they thought that it's 400 plus 70, 470. And that's Demo'i Shalish. That represents one third of what the final Golus was going to be. So you take 470, you multiply it by 3, you get 1410. And that's what they thought the number was going to be. But that was wrong as well. What was Rabbi Akiva's? Rabbi Akiva said, "Ayud achas ma'ati." He thought it was going to be a short amount of time that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, and within a very brief amount of time, the Beis Hamikdash was going to be rebuilt. By the way, that's Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach. It was because Bar Kochva lived 52 years after Churban Beis Hamikdash. So says the Gemara, they all got it wrong. By the way, the Gemara elaborates a little bit, and the Gemara says that what is really pshat in that nevu of Chagi Ayud achas ma'ati v'ani marish es shemayim v'sa'oretz, what it was referring to was the Malchias of Klal Yisrael, meaning Bizman Bayis Rishon there was a Malchus. He had Malchus Yehuda. We spoke a lot about Malchus Gia. Right? The Yidden had Malachim. But then they lost it. But at the same time, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Bayesheni, which is when Chagai lived, which is when he said his Nevuah. Nevuah's Chagai is about Bayesheni. So when he said his Nevuah, he said there's going to be a little, there'll be pockets of Malchus. There'll be Malchus Rishon and Shivim Shana. Rashi says, referring to the Chashminon. The Chashminon would rule for 70 years. Malchus Shnia, Chamishin Vishnayim. The Malchus of Hurdus, Herod, would be 52 years, and Malchus ben Kuziba, Malchus bar Koichva, which would be Shnei Shalom Mechsa, which would be 2.5 years. Now Rashi asks a very obvious kasha, if you're a Chatzi history buff, or if you learned Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, and the Medrash Rabbah that the Ramban quotes in the beginning of Parshas Vayetzeh and other sources, you would know that really, really, Malchus Chashmonoi lasted 103 years, and Malchus Hurdis lasted 103 years as well. So here you have 70 and 52. It's not 70 and 52. It's 103 and 103. It's 206 years combined, not 122 years combined. So Rashi says you have to say that not the entire 103 years of Malchus Chashmonoi could you say that Klal Yisrael was really in control. And Hurdis also. Hurdus was a madman. Hurdus goes down in our history as being a very bad person. The Romans call him Herod the Great. We don't call him Herod the Great. We call him Hurdus the Rasha. The day that he died is mentioned in Megillus Tainus as a day you're not allowed to make a spadim, you're not allowed to fast. It was one of the spoils of Hanukkah. It was a real yontif the day that Hurdus died. But either way, out of his 103 years, we digress, 52 of those years were considered years that Klal Yisrael were really in control. But either way, Zok de Gemara, that's what those psukim mean. So we brought the pasuk, Ki oid chazoin lemoyed, v'yofeach, so the pasuk says, "V'yofeach lakeitz." What does that mean? My v'yofeach lakeitz v'lo yichazik. Over Rambam Shmuel Nachman Rambam Yehonasan Tipach Atzmon Shal Mechash V'kitzin. It's a lashon klala. And you know who's being cursed? The people that try to figure out when Mashiach's going to come. Shall you, Rambam? People used to say, that kivat shegias akets v'lo ba shomene ba. People would sit down. They would make cheshbonis. They would think they figured it out. They know Mashiach is going to come. And then Mashiach wouldn't come, and they would think he's not coming anymore. So therefore, says the Gemara, tipach nafts atzman shal mechatz v'kets el chakela. You have to wait for Mashiach. Shenema im yismam lechakela. It's the next part of the Shema. Tamer onu mechakev v'ene mechaker. You're going to think that maybe we're waiting for Mashiach to come, but Hashem is not on the same team as ours. He's not waiting for Mashiach. No, the pasuk says, "V'lachein yichak Hashem lachananchem, v'lachein yorum lirachem." No, Hashem is waiting just like we're waiting. Mi ma'akev, says the Gemara, v'chim yachash anu mechakev u'mechakev, mi ma'akev, so what's the problem? We want Mashiach to come. Hashem wants Mashiach now, so who doesn't want Mashiach now? Says the Gemara, midas hadin ma'akev. It's the midas hadin that's mi ma'akev. Speak the Gemara, the man of shach. V'chim yachash anu midas hadin ma'akev anu lamu mechakev. Because even if we know that maybe Mashiach can't come, but at the same time, the schar that a person is going to get for waiting for Mashiach is going to be gevaldik. So either way, we have some classic Gemaras over here. We have to speak out a little bit of it. So just two ha'aras on what we just said. The first is, the pasuk says, v'yofeach lakeitz v'lo yechazef. What does that mean? Tipach atzman shal mechash v'kitzim. So in Margolis Sayama, this Gemara says that the Gemara gave a reason. Why are you now let it be Mechashiv the Kates? So the Gemara says, because people used to be Mechashiv the Kates, and then if Mashiach didn't come, they started getting all bent out of shape. They were worried. How come Mashiach didn't come? Oh, he's not coming. So it's for that reason, Tipach Atzman Shal Mechashiv the Kates. It says in Margolis Sayama, it's a little bit mashma from the Gemara, that if you had a person that was a tzaddik, he was a chassid, he was a gadol, and there's no concern that by him trying to figure out Mashiach comes, and Mashiach not coming on that date, that it's going to shake his amunah to the core, it could be it's something that would be okay. So I'll read to you what he writes. He says, "Bagoisai l'shailus hachuvas min hashamayim." Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimiroish. Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimiroish wrote shailus hachuvas min hashamayim. He used to write shailus. He would have dreams and he would get answers. And he wrote a whole sefer min hashamayim. So the Margolis Hayam wrote a chibur. He wrote hagoyis on the shailus hachuvas min hashamayim. And he brings over there in Simen Ayim Beis harbei asirioy svarim. So literally, tens and dozens of svarim, b'min chazal, b'pirkit Rabbi Eliezer, v'zoyer, hago'oinim, Rashi, Rabbi Avram ibn Ezra, harambam, v'amrambam, v'achreim, harbe megidol Yisrael, shehishtad mulamid al-cheshman. They tried to figure out, limtsoy smuch and lamasas nafshon, when exactly Mashiach was going to come. And says, Margolis Hayam, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that even though the Gemara just said, Tipach Atzman Shal Mechash V'Kates, you have to say they must have made this diak. They must have felt that even though it's something that you aren't not supposed to do, but it's only for someone that you're concerned that when Mashiach not coming, you're going to think, Enoi Ba. But if you're not concerned, it could be something that you don't have to worry about. But it's your dua, the Malbim, when he wrote his Pirish on Daniel, at the end of his Pirish on Daniel, he had a little expose. And in his expose, he made a cheshbon. He thought he figured out when Mashiach was going to come. And the date that he thought Mashiach was going to come was 1917. So he had it figured out. He said Mashiach was going to come in the year 1917. Lamaisa, he made a tremendous rash. The Malbim was one of the Gedolei Hadar. And there was a tremendous tumult. How could the Malbim go and tell the world when Mashiach is going to come? He had a real date, 1917. Tipachatzim shal mechash v'kates. We know that it's something you're not allowed to do. And he was getting bombarded from so many different places that finally the Malbim decided that he's going to have to put out a kolkoira that's going to be spread out. B'chol tfutzos Yisro. A ksavis natzlos, he's going to explain himself. Why is it that he did something so controversial where he came out with a real date when he thought that Mashiach was going to come? Incidentally, this Kol Koira exists today. It's in a museum in Prague. So there's a museum in Prague that actually has an original copy of this Kol Koira that the Malbim put out trying to explain himself. And he explained it with a Maisa Shahaya. He said that there was a person who lived in Bucharest. Sounds like in Hungary somewhere. But there was a person that lived in Bucharest where he himself was rough. And he was a great gvir. He was a tremendous gvir. He had a ben yachid. And this ben yachid, he made a big bar mitzvah for him. And his bar mitzvah, he said a pshetel that was half of a fella. All the charifim and all the big lumdim in the shtetl, they were all in this spa. Wow, this big gvir has such a son. They couldn't get over it. And the father was just so, he was just so proud of his son. So he told the son that I'm going to give you a present. The present's going to be, he says, the next time I go to the big shuk in Leipzig, so I'm going to take you along with me. But he said, I'm warning you, my son, it's a very long trip. It's going to take 3 to 4 weeks until we get there. And if you're up to it, if you're mature enough, you're not going to kvetch, you're not going to complain, I'm willing to take you along. Either way, Malbum said, father and the son, they go together, and he described it in beautiful detail. And the mother, she's crying, she doesn't know if she's going to see her son again. It was dangerous, it wasn't going to be easy, and they start going. It was a half hour into the drive, the son turns to his father. He says, Abba, tell me, are we there yet? So he turns to him and says, I told you it's going to be a long trip. 2 days later, are we there yet? And the father gave a zagishrei that the kid sat there quietly like a tatua. He was afraid. He didn't want to say anything. His father was so angry at him for asking him, are we there yet? He says, they're traveling for 3.5 weeks. And the father turns to the balagula and he says, balagula, Rabbi, tell me, are we there yet? So, and he says, no, we're almost there. So the son turns to the father and he just musters up the chutzpah. He says, I don't understand. He said, when I asked you, are we there yet? You gave me such a scream. So you just did the same thing. Had you have a right to do it? And he turned to him, he said, my entire yingala. He says, you don't understand. We got in the chariot. I told you, we're going to be on the road for 4 weeks. A half hour in, you started fetching. I told you it was going to be long. I told you it wasn't going to be easy. You told me you were up to it. A half hour in, you already want to know if we're there yet. A day, 2 days. Says, but now we've been traveling already 3.5 weeks. We're close. We can't be too far from Leipzig. At this point, it's actually appropriate for me to ask, are we there yet? At the Malbim gesagt, he said that Chazal told us that the last Golus is going to be a long, bitter, shvera Golus. And right after the Golus, there were people that started sitting down. Mashiach's coming tomorrow, he's coming the next day, he's going to be in a month, in a year, in 5 years. The Hashem told you, it's going to be a long road. Tipach atzman shal mechatsh v'keitz. He said, Abba Rabbi said, we've been in Golus for close to 2,000 years. He said, at this point, we're so close. We're almost in Leipzig. He says, now already it's appropriate for us to ask, are we there yet? Is Mashiach here yet? Hafla fella. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so the Gemara said that we want Mashiach. Because Baruch Hu wants Mashiach, so fake the Gemara, so me ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Midas Adin ma'akeves. The Midas Adin is what's being ma'akev. So I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla that the Shach said. He said it be'ikr, b'shem d'arizal, but something unbelievable. We all know that Malchus Beis David comes from Rus HaMoyavir. Comes from Rus HaMoyavir. Now, Rus was a Moyavir. And as a result, when she converted into Judaism, it was very, very questionable. Because really, the pasuk says, Lo yovei amoini mayavi b'kal Hashem. Mayavi v'loi mayaviya, amoini v'loi amoines. It was a big tumult. Dayego adoimi, the Gemara Masech des Yevamos. It was very, very, very questionable. And the question begs itself, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want that David HaMelech, Mashiach, Malchus Beis David, why would it make sense that they should come from such a questionable Judaism? I mean, at first glance, it doesn't seem to make any sense. If you want to take it back even further, who does David HaMelech come from? Which Shevet? It comes from Yehuda. Yehuda had his children from whom David HaMelech came through Tamar. Tamar was Yehuda's daughter-in-law. It was questionable. Read the story of Parshas Vayeshev. So how does it make sense that David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, Mashiach ben David, the ultimate Geula, is going to come through Zivugim that at first glance seemed to be very, very questionable? So the Shach said, Mesayra, B'shem Darizal, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that when Mashiach is going to be born, the Mekatshrigim are going to be fast. And Midas Adin is going to come and he's going to do everything he could possibly do to try to make Mashiach not come. Because maybe Klal Yisrael is not worthy. And the Midas Adin is going to be so strong. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that he had no choice but to disguise on some level the coming of Mashiach. So you know what Hashem did? Hashem made that Mashiach is going to come from the descendants of Rus HaMoyavir. Mashiach is going to come from a Zivug like Yehuda and Tamar. Now who in the world would ever think that Mashiach would come from something? Nobody. And it's for that reason that the Midas Adin is not going to think it either. And being that the Midas Adin isn't going to think it either, it's for that reason Hashem is going to be able to sneak it in, and that's ultimately how Mashiach is going to come. So, but the Les Breira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice but to make Mashiach come through questionable circumstances so that the Midas Adin, the Satan, would never chol mind that through this Zivug Mashiach is going to come. And it's precisely in that way that Mashiach eventually is going to be able to come. Hot the Shach Gizok, that the same exact thing is true with regards to our Gemara. The Gemara said the three things that come to Hesach Hadas. The three, what are the three things? Mashiach, the Metziah, and an Akrev.
What does it mean Mashiach is going to come Mashiach Chadash? So Pasha, you'll learn the Gemara. The Gemara means we're going to be Mashiach Das. When we're going to not be thinking about Mashiach, it's precisely that Mashiach is going to be. It's a much tiefer thing. You know what it means? It means Mashiach Chadash from the Mekatrik. We're going to have to try to do it in a way where the Midas Adin is not going to think that Mashiach is coming. It's only then that it's going to happen. But it's all going to be Mitoich Hesach Hadas. So I'll tell you something interesting. That there's this idea you find by the Tzaddikim, they used to talk about by the Chassidim, by the Rebbes. They always have to bavar the Midas Adin, right? Midas Adin is a real thing. And a person should try to do things to try to bavar the Midas Adin. I'll tell you, I saw brought down that the Sarshulim Bells, the Eshte Bells of Rebbe, Sarshulim said that he once had a dream. And in his dream, he met the Noam Elimelech. And he was talking and learning to the Noam Elimelech. And he asked him the following question. He says, we know that when Yidden came to the Yamsuf, so the Pasuk says that Yidden started davening. But what does Hashem say? Matitza keilai. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, now you're davening? What are you davening for? Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael. And it's a pella. The Pasuk doesn't make any sense. What else is Yidden supposed to do when he's an Yisrael? He's not supposed to daven? Of course he's supposed to daven. L'chur, the Yidden did. Rashi says, tofsu umnes avoysam. L'chur, they did the right thing. So what does the Pasuk mean? Matitza keilai. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael. That's the kasha that the Sarshulim asked the Noam Elimelech in his dream. And the Rebbe Elimelech told him a very important yesod. And he told it to him with a mashal. He said that there was once a king whose wife was ready to give birth. She was supposed to have a baby. And what happened was there were people that didn't like the king. And these people had a koyach hakishuv. So they started doing kishuv to make it that this woman wouldn't be able to give birth. And as a result, this queen is in this prolonged labor and she's suffering with sorrows and it was terrible, it was very, very difficult for her. She's not having a baby. And the reason she's not having a baby is because the kishuf machers were doing their thing to make it that she shouldn't be able to have a child. And the king didn't know what to do. So he went to his advisors and he asked his picker, he said, what should I do? He says, I have an idea. Spread the word that your wife had a baby, that there's a mazel tov coming to the king. You know what's going to happen? When they hear that the king already had a baby, that the queen already gave birth, they're going to stop doing their thing. Because what's the point? There's no point in doing their thing because the queen already gave birth. The queen already gave birth to a baby. And that's what they did and it worked. But the Rebbe of Meilach Gezuk, that when the Yidden came to the Yam Suf, the Mekatrik, the Midas Adin came, and the Midas Adin did not want the Yidden to have this miracle. No way in the world. So Hashem turns to Moshe and he tells Moshe, Chevi, you're making a mistake. You're davening. The Midas Adin hears the Tfilos. And you know what the Midas Adin is doing when they hear the Tfilos? Midas Adin is being Mekatrik. No, don't answer the Tfilos. That's not good. You know what you should do? Act as if the tefillahs were already answered. Act as if you already got the green light. Spring around in the Yam Suf. And you know what's going on when you spring around? The Midas Adin is going to take his foot off the pedal. And as soon as the Midas Adin takes his foot off the pedal, then everything is going to be able to play itself out. So the Yisoid of Matitza Kelai Dabra when they saw the Yisoid, that was the way of getting the Midas Adin. You're fooling the Midas Adin. Let him think that it was already answered. And like this, you're going to be able to get what it is that you're supposed to get. So the Chassidim used to say that you, when a person wants Shefa, you're supposed to act as if it already happened. Act as if you're a Gvir. Ask as if you're a Shisa already. Don't wait for it to happen. Fake it till you make it. Because otherwise, the Midas Adin is going to say, you don't have this. He's not going to let you have it. But you have to play with the Midas Adin. Either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's playing with the Midas Adin. That's the Yisoid that Mashiach's going to come. Mitech Hesach Hadas from the Mekatrik. Mitech Hesach Hadas from the Midas Adin. That's when Mashiach's going to come. Because if the Midas Adin thinks that Mashiach's supposed to come and he's never going to let it happen. That's the only way it's going to be able to play itself out. I saw in the Sefer Ema Bonim Semecha, he says a Dover Niflo, he says that there's a Peladiger Rashi. Rashi says in Divrei HaYomim, I lost it. The Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perik Beis Pasuk Dalet. V'tomer Kalosa Yodolo Yes Peretz Vezerach. So, right, if you ever go through Divrei HaYomim, Chronicles, we're just chronicling, that's what it sounds like at first glance, Jewish history. So, we come to Yehuda. Yehuda was married to Tamar, or through Tamar, had two sons, Peretz and Zerach. But the Pasuk says, V'tomer kalosoi yodoloi es peretz ve'ezerach. Listen to Rashi's Lashon. This is a Rashi in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perik Beis Pasuk Dalet. Tamia ani. Rashi, where do you see Rashi ask a kasha like this? Tamia ani. Heich maskir gnus skeinosa yishal dovin. Why would the Torah say that? It's true. Tamar was Kalosai Shal Yehuda. Nobody's denying that. We're very open about it. But we have to like rub it in. What do we have to rub it in for? Why do we have to say that? Why does the Pasuk say that Tamar Kalosai Yodolai is Peretz Ve'ezerach? Why is that necessary? It's a said, Rabbi Yisachar Shleim B'taychta al-Haf of a fellow. Because that's the whole punchline. Because it was through Tamar that Peretz and Zerach came. And the reason Peretz and Zerach were able to come was Dafka because it was Kalosai. Because it was Mitaychesach Adas. Because we caught the Midas Adin sleeping behind the wheel, because otherwise it would have never been able to happen. So the emphasis over here is Betomer Kalosa. Yodolei is Peretz Ve'ezerach. Either way, there's so much more to talk about. Ezra Hashem over the next couple of days.